Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this sensational Sunday.
Yes, it is. And our Do Not Fear scripture for the day is from Revelation chapter 1, verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last."
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Today, we're going to talk about defeating your giants.
All right. I like it.
You know, sometimes, honey, we just don't think big enough.
That's true.
When a problem comes up, we have a tendency to bring God, down to fit the size of our problem. When God wants to bring us up to think like he does.
That's it.
When David looked at Goliath, he wasn't completely concerned how big the giant was because he knew how big his God was. Before we even can even think about slaying the giants in our lives, we need to change the way we think about God and his ability.
That's true.
God is aware of the giants that we face, and he's always there, ready to help. You know, you say frequently,
"Yes,
God's not in heaven, wringing his hands, wondering what's happening in your life and how I can help."
That's it. I was thinking about that when we put this together.
Amen. Truthfully, God shows us in his word how to defeat the giants in our lives. To defeat a giant, we must show up for the battle, ready to fight. Sometimes we don't get to pick the place nor the time, but we must always be ready to fight. When David fought Goliath, he had several things going for him, which you find in 1 Samuel 17:26. So if you're in a battle right now, don't run from the battle. 1 Samuel 17:24. "And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid." It doesn't say that David didn't run with the rest. Goliath may have caught him totally off guard.
And sometimes he can.
And sometimes he can catch us off guard.
That is
You're
the
right.
truth.
It's true. But ignoring a problem will never make it go away or lessen the intensity of the battle we're facing. Mm. The devil likes to deceive us into taking our eyes off our purpose and put them on the problem. That's the only way the enemy can defeat us.
Listen to this. This is so important. You know, we often look at the problem instead of looking at how God's word can solve it. And that is where we have to change our way of thinking. In each challenge of life, we look at the ones, the gigantic ones, and that's what we're talking about today. But even the small ones, there are three things to consider. Number one, there's a reward in there somewhere. If nothing else, we're going to learn how to reach down inside ourselves and build our character so the next time around we're even stronger than we were in the past. Number two, we can't be defeated if we are looking to God. For God, look, he is for us, so who can be against us, as it says in Romans 8:31-32. Our problem is nothing more than an uncircumcised Philistine waiting to be defeated.
I love it.
And number three, we have only to look back and take comfort in the bears and the lions, quote, in our lives that we've defeated in the past and realize, look, if we did it before, we can do it again. We have to realize, too, that when Jesus came to earth, I really love Matthew 28:18, I guess it is, where it says all power. You got to get this down. You have to understand it down in your spirit. All power is given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. Do you hear that? He won the power. He defeated the foe. And like it says in Luke 10:19, we have the authority over all the abilities of the enemy, and nothing can by any means hurt us. When you get that down in your spirit to realize that the enemy, you have authority over him and start taking it over him, he starts backing up in a big hurry, because you have Jesus to back you up.
That's right.
So when you're in the battle, don't be afraid. Sometimes Goliath can appear to be overwhelming, larger than life, too big to handle. Think of all the pictures you've ever seen of a little tiny guy and a huge Goliath. You know, we too often bring God down to our small way of thinking instead of lifting ourselves to where we've actually fallen from. There are 44 times in the King James Version of the Bible where we are told, be not afraid. Remember, we've been going over these verses. I mean, we've been going over these verses every day this year. So in Hebrews 13:6 in the Classic Amplified, let me give you one of them. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? Even though, you know, and you know, God, man, the enemy, people are afraid of the enemy. The enemy has no power over you. Don't give him any. Don't look at yourself. Look at the God that backs you up. Even though God should have only told us that once, we need to be reminded again and again. We have to come to the point where we do not fear what the enemy, it looks like in the world situation that's happening to us. To defeat our giants, we don't need to worry about what other people say or think. You need to know who you are in Christ. Final analysis, no one else can fight your battles. You can go get, as my husband used to like to say, you can go get prayer from Sister Wonderful and, you know, Brother Marvelous down at the temple. But the point of it is this, you're the one who can tell the devil, resist the devil, and he'll go running. Other people may face shortages, and it may look like you're in a shortage of money or opportunities or courage or wisdom. But there's one, if you're dependent on the Lord God, you're not going to experience shortage. He's going to come in, and you've got to know it down in your knower. How's that? In 1 Samuel 17, 28 through 30, New Living Translation, it says, when David's oldest brother, Eliab, heard David talking to the men, he was angry. What are you doing around here anyway? He demanded. What about those few sheep you're supposed to be taking care of? I know your pride and deceit. You just want to see the battle. And David said, what have I done now? David replied, I was only asking a question. There are going to be people that are close to you, close like a brother in the world, that's going to be jealous of what it is that you're doing. Co-workers or whoever else. You know what you need to do? You need to do what David did. He turned his back on that and walked away. He didn't, you know, get angry or take, you know, or let that defeat him. Our success becomes a reflection of their lack of success, and it makes them unhappy. But you know what? Sadly, some people, instead of fessing up their lack of success, they just want to minimize who you are. Don't fall for that. You know, it's not important what others think. It's important about what God thinks.
Yes.
About who you are and what you're doing.
You choose the weapons.
That's it.
Get rid of anything that doesn't work for you. Eliminate anything that can be weaknesses or that will restrict your movement and the possibilities of success. In 1 Samuel 17, 38 through 40. 1 Samuel 17, 38 through 40, where we read King Saul's armor didn't work for David. Find something that will work for you. Play to your strengths. 1 Samuel 17, 40, he picked up 5 smooth stones that work for him. The weapon you need is found in 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4, Classic Amplified Bible. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of the flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. You have weapons at your disposal, which are undefeatable in every battle you will face.
Hallelujah and amen.
The God in you is there to help you win. You can't do it on your own, but with God, you can.
Yes, you can.
Defeating the giants in your life, well, it can bring rewards. In
1 Samuel 17:25, it says, David discovered that the person who killed Goliath would be given 3 things. First, not just riches, but great riches. Second, he would be given the hand of the king's beautiful daughter in marriage. thus making him a member of the king's family and giving him entrance into the king's court. Third, his father and family would have their homes free from payments and taxes.
Wow.
And see, David was what you might call the runt of the litter. All those things appealed to him. And there is a reward in every giant you defeat, in every battle you win. So it's important to do something with what's in your hand. And the Lord wouldn't have brought you before it if you weren't able to conquer it. Always think of that. Maybe you don't know how to conquer it, but he does, and he'll show you.
Some days ago, we quoted President Theodore Roosevelt,
who
said, do what you can with what you have where you are.
That's right.
Should always start where you are with what you got at the moment. David chose 5 smooth stones, but he didn't choose someone else's weapon. He chose what he knew would work for him.
Amen.
David activated, what he knew would empower him. 2 Timothy 1:14. 2 Timothy 1:14, the Living Bible. Guard well the splendid God-given ability you received as a gift from the Holy Spirit that lives within you. In every battle you face, being empowered by the Holy Spirit,
that's right,
will guarantee your victory and your ability to defeat every giant of debt, lack, sickness, despair, and doubt. You will slay every giant you face because
God is on your side.
So why not start today?
That's it. Get that down inside of you and live it out, because God wants you to come out of whatever you're in victoriously.
We want you to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hallelujah.
For Rich Thoughts TV.
Good stuff.
You can watch it by going to YouTube and writing Rich Thoughts TV online. You can go to Savior Connect, and it's there. Or you can go to
YouTube.
Well, I mentioned YouTube.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Live. And Brother Harold.
That's
check it out. Join us.
Yes,
you'll
amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
This 30 minutes or 27 and a half will energize you for the coming week. So until tonight at 6 p.m. and every morning at 8:30 a.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking those rich thoughts from the Word of God.
And by the way, if you didn't run your clock back, it's not too late.
That's it.
God bless you. Bye-bye.